This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Well-designed workplaces can be more than pleasant places to go. There's research showing they can actually make people more productive. Ben Waber is CEO of Humanize. He studies behavior and workplace design. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
It seems like a lot of tech companies have workspaces with a similar design aesthetic. You think of these big open spaces, communal areas, some cool stuff going on. Why is that?
Well, I think obviously there's a certain amount of copycatting going on, but at the same time, there's this idea that more collaboration is better. We want to people to bump into each other really randomly, sort of try to create serendipitous interactions, things that we couldn't plan even just within the regular office, but then really all throughout all the time we spend at work, can we create these chance encounters where actually a lot of the really great ideas actually start.
Which is counterintuitive a little bit, because if I'm walking around just making conversation with folks about nothing in particular, I'm not at my desk working. So how does that work?
I think this is the tension, especially in the U.S., around the definition of performance. We like to think of performance as it's the number of emails I write or the amount of reports that I complete. But actually, the vast majority of work that we do is extremely collaborative, right? I mean, your work depends on the work of dozens or maybe hundreds of people. And it's really that output that we care about. If you spend 6 hours a day at the water cooler, but you make 20 people you work with 10% more effective, now that should be your job. The difference is that, you know, now we're starting to be able to quantify that through the use of, you know, email, meeting, chat data, as well as increasingly sensor data about the real world.
Based on the research and the data that we do have, what do you think a next generation tech office space should look like?
The type of work that the vast majority of us do is constantly changing. While this week I may need to have a lot of focus work time, so, you know, really have time to myself, the next week I might need to work more with a project team. And I think that increasingly you're going to see companies that not just have a flexible approach in terms of internally how their spaces are configured, but increasingly one where data and sort of machine learning and artificial intelligence are going to be brought to bear to help people and organizations make much more effective use of that space.
Ben Waber, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tell us about your workspace. Does it work for you? How would you change it? Our digital reporter, Jana Kasperkevich, asked New Yorkers those questions.
Like, I have a big window glass and I can see the nature. You know, have like a beautiful leather couch where I can relax.
There's a lot of people and not enough desks, so definitely make it bigger.
We're looking at adding games and stuff to our office, so we've got a bit of a social area.
Is there a perfect office? It's an office. You go there to do your work, you know?
We've got more over on our website, marketplace.org. We're on Twitter @MarketplaceTech.